Now, what was that? Would you like to repeat that for the equally facing microphone?
Oh, I see it's still slightly angled your way, but that's fine.
Okay.
Well, let me get my elderberries.
Elderberries? Jake is eating some elderberry gummies right now. And that's going to do it for the food, folks. This is more podcasts about buildings and food, after all. We're going to get to buildings later. Classic bit. Never gets old.
Nope.
Makes me laugh every time. So what are we here about? Jake, are we here to discuss geopolitics?
God, no.
Are we here to discuss theories of the mind?
No.
Are we here to discuss ancient civilizations?
No. They're all fake.
Are we here to discuss the stolen election?
Well, hold on.
That happened in this very country.
In this time, in this place, in your kitchen.
Are we here to discuss the holiday season?
It's the holiday season.
Nope.
Santa Claus.
Are we here to discuss the newest innovations in tech?
Not today. Did we clean that cast iron after last night?
No.
Probably should.
Should we have done that? Was that...
We didn't use it, but it should probably be done.
Well, we'll have to clean it, I guess. We're here to talk about cleaning cast iron skillets.
Apparently. Yeah.
Are we here to discuss the tidings of the new year? Dawn of Aquarius.
Because that would date us, and we don't want the podcast to be dated.
What is the year in the Chinese New Year? What is this the year of?
Well, Chinese New Year isn't until February.
Yeah, I know. What will it be, though? Wasn't last year the year of the rat?
Sure seems like it.
Yeah.
Let me look up the Chinese calendar. Did you see the thing about apparently somebody threw, explosive devices out in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I did.
The fuck is up with that? We're gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, alright. City goes to hell. From what I could gather, it sounded like it was just gang-related. It didn't seem like a Nashville-type thing.
Oh, we got a Nashville in Pittsburgh. What the hell was I looking up?
The Chinese New Year.
Oh. 2021. It's Friday, February 12th. Oh, the year of the ox. That's cool.
Feels okay.
That's cool. Now, what was 2020?
Yeah. Good audio here.
It was rats, I think.
It was rats. Damn you, China.
Should have been bats. COVID. Remember whenever that happened and it was like, Chinese New Year. Yeah, when COVID first really started hitting in China and it was like, Chinese New Year is a big celebration. People are moving all over there. Fast forward fucking 10 months or whatever, and China's got it well under control, and everybody in America is traveling cross country for fucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Well, if we're not here to talk about any of those things.
What is our Chinese animal?
I think we're tigers.
Yeah, we are. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. If we're not here to talk about any of that, then perchance are we here to talk about our usual collection of the latest in culture, in music, television, film, video games?
No.
No? What are we here to do then, Jake?
We're here to talk about a show from fucking 2001.
9/11.
That's right. What is Roscoe doing? Hold on.
Should I keep it running?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just chilling.
All right, Jake's being a really cool, really awesome co-host right now. Leaving the room to pet our dog.
Activity. And I'm not sure what he was doing. He just, like, spread out on the ground.
Leaving the room to pet our dog.
No, we're recording. We're here to finish the fight.
Folks, we're back with Dragon Ball Z.
Enough dancing
around it.
Enough tiptoeing around. I'm going to say it. Dragon Ball is back, baby. And it's actually been finished for... How long ago did we...
A few weeks.
Few weeks now, yes. At least. Probably early December.
Yep.
So where did we leave off last time? Long-time listeners will know that we've been on this journey for quite a while.
I was going to say, this month, I believe, marks 2 whole years of watching Dragon Ball. From the original Dragon Ball series, as longtime listeners will remember.
Complete stagnation of any other anime shows.
And when did we start Dragon Ball Z?
I remember King Piccolo. I finished that in Los Angeles. So that was in June.
So we started Dragon Ball Z the summer after we started watching Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't feel right, but...
I think it is.
I know it was definitely the summer. Oh, you know what? It was, because I remember when you came back from LA, I was a little bit behind, but I was almost done. And you were waiting for me to catch up so we could start Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Wow. So we've been really taking our sweet time with Dragon Ball Z. Well, in fairness, actually, I mean, we have watched pretty much the entirety of, like, a Dragon Ball-length series in Z by now, right?
Yes.
So, like...
We're up to, like, episode 200.
It's more so that Dragon Ball Z is just long as fuck.
Yeah, and paced very poorly.
That we're not actually making progress with it. So it's like we're averaging a... Okay, whatever. Not important, really. Point being, we've been on this quest for literally years now. And
just think how many other shows we could have finished by now.
Well, after this one, we're hitting JoJo's.
That's right.
And I keep remembering that. And then I'm like, shit, we should really watch Dragon Ball because I really want to get to that.
I can't wait. Apparently, there's a big JoJo thing happening in April. I'm going to guess.
Are you going?
No.
Okay. JoJo Con?
No. There's a whole website for JoJo, a new website that got put up a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
Don't know what that's all about.
Rocky's up to his old tricks.
And here's the prediction. You can look back we need that a new calendar up. Back to Monday, January 4th, 2021, and here's the Jake Dowell prediction for the fucking JoJo thing in April. We're going to have an end date for JoJolian announced, part 8. We're going to have part 6 anime announced.
Okay.
And we're going to have the first look at part 9 manga.
Okay. Bold predictions from Jake here. Which one's part 6?
Stone Ocean.
That's your favorite one?
It's not my favorite, but it might be top 3.
What are your top 3 JoJo's? This is not... This
okay,
is just
I'm
a
glad you asked. A digression. Top 3, I think it's got to go Steel Ball Run. I feel weird not putting JoJolian in there, but also putting JoJolian in there because it's not finished yet. So
we'll leave it off now.
Leave it off. Top 3, it's Steel Ball Run. Might be Stone Ocean, man. I'm telling you what. It's tie. Okay, I'll say a tie between Stone Ocean and Diamond. It's Unbreakable. Just part 4.
Okay. And
nothing but fucking hits.
And I've only seen parts 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
Have been made into animes.
Yes.
And part 2 is with Jonathan.
No, Joseph.
Yes. Great. And Caesar. No, not Caesar. Yeah, Caesar.
Caesar Zeppeli.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, anyway, that's what we have to look forward to probably a year from now when we're fucking done with Dragon Ball Z. No, we're going to finish Dragon Ball Z this year. That is a more podcast about voting and food resolution for 2021 is we're going to finish Dragon Ball Z and move on to other fucking animes.
Yes.
Because there's a lot more out there that I want to watch.
Not going to worry about Dragon Ball Super yet.
Yeah.
That's coming later.
That's down the line. We're going to get to that. But that's...
Not worried about it yet.
Far down the line. Yeah.
Please, I need to diversify my life. Consumption.
But, so, we are here today to talk about Dragon Ball Z, and only Dragon Ball Z.
Where did we leave off? Well, I'll tell you where we left off. Perfect Cell. Trunks was fighting him, and he got his ass kicked. And Cell was like, I want to do a tournament.
Is that where we left off?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been a very fucking long time, man.
Right. So, where we left off was the end of the Android saga. And the beginning of the, the tournament had not yet happened.
The androids are dead. Except 16. The other two got absorbed, and Cell is godlike now.
Yeah. Cell absorbed 17 and 18, breaking Krillin's heart along the way with 18.
Now, here's a question.
Became super powerful.
At this point in time, is Goku and Gohan in the time chamber?
You mean up in the upper world?
Yeah, like Kami's place.
You mean Dende's place?
Spoilers. Wait, no, Kami already merged with Piccolo, right?
Yeah.
I guess Dende hasn't come yet.
I think they are.
They're still, like, training?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so stage has been set where Cell is, like, uber powerful. Like the most powerful fighter that's ever existed, basically. And
he's got a cool voice.
He's got an incredible voice. Incredible body.
Goku.
Let
me suck your dick.
And he devises a scheme to, before he, just wipes out all life on Earth, he wants to face the best that Earth can offer, which he naturally comes up with the idea of,
let's do a Tenkaichi tournament.
And yes. So he does.
There's gonna be a lot of Cell voice in this episode.
Yeah.
I already feel it.
So in an awesome callback homage to the original Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball Z, there's been no tournaments yet.
No.
And they were the best parts of original Dragon Ball.
Yes.
I would say...
Absolutely.
Bar none. I guess the King Piccolo arc was great, but... Like, the tournaments were the fucking things about Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
And there's been none of it in Dragon Ball Z, because, I mean, Dragon Ball Z is a much different show, of course. But, like... This was, like, such a sick fucking, like, homage. I thought of, like, we're bringing it back. Bitches. And so it's up to Earth's greatest, the Z Force, what are they called? Z Fighters, to challenge Cell in the ring, baby.
That's right.
Prison rules.
And so we start out, he gives him a week, if I remember correctly. You have 1 week.
Yeah.
Give people some last minute training. I think Vegeta and Trunks go into the time chamber again, because Goku decides, and it's very strange for like the next like 5 or 6 episodes, because Goku and Gohan step out of the time chamber. Gohan's like, oh dad, we gotta get stronger and fight Cell.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And Goku's just like, no, I don't think I will.
Yeah, he's very like, whoops,
whoa.
Goku is very...
Drink check.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
We're not getting sponsorships, so... Maybe edit that out.
Goku is very, like... Very chill about the prospect of imminent destruction.
Yeah.
Because he... And we learn this later, but he has... basically, undying faith that Gohan is actually ready to... usurp him as the guy
now,
and
few issues with this.
Yeah, There's a few issues. One is that Gohan is still, like, 12 years old.
Yeah. Two, Gohan has never... I mean, he just hit Super Saiyan 1.
Yeah.
Like, he... Three, okay, Goku, say that is true. Could it really hurt to also, like, get yourself to that point as well?
Yeah, Goku kind of just punts on any idea of, like, covering his ass to instead be like, let's go fishing, Gohan.
Yeah, which is nice. Krillin hits him with a rock,
which is cool. Which, like, cool, like, father-son bonding, I guess. But
Mercenary
like,
Tao shows up again.
Does he? I don't remember that.
Yeah. And there's, like, the Western town, and Gohan comes and saves the day.
Oh.
The big bunker.
Yeah, that was cool, actually. There were some, like, not quite filler, but, like, kind of filler-y episodes from whenever Cell is, like, starting the... from Cell, like, announces a tournament to when it starts. But, like, I thought they were actually, like, pretty good.
I enjoyed them,
like,
too.
my memory of them. There was the one with the bunker, which with Mercenary Tao, which was, like, actually kind of awesome. There were, like, some good ones, which, like, Dragon Ball Z filler can be pretty hit or miss, but generally speaking, I thought they were actually very good overall. But, yeah, so Gohan is...
everybody else also is just, like, alright, well, if Goku, you know, if Goku can't stop him, then, like, what fucking point hope do I have?
Yeah.
So it's like Yamcha and Krillin and them are just, like, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vegeta and Trunks are training them. I think I already said that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, considering that they don't actually end up fighting Cell at all.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
So, nice job wasting time, boys.
Yeah. So they're training, they're getting ready. We have the introduction of a new character.
Oh, yes, we do.
And he's pretty good. It is Mr. Hercule Satan.
Yes.
Also known as Mr. Satan. He's like a... What is he? He's a celebrity.
He's like a wrestler.
Yeah, like a wrestler.
He's like a wrestler.
Who insists that he is, in fact, the strongest person in the world... world's greatest fighter. But he's just actually, like, a normal person. He has zero, like, powers or abilities.
He's
or,
very swarthy.
He is swarthy. He's kind of... He's a fucking lot. And he's got, like, a crew that he rolls with.
Yeah.
And they are...
The fat guy.
Super fat guy. There's the gay guy, the woman.
Yeah.
They're all kind of like...
The answer's all hanging on him.
Yeah. He is present throughout the tournament with Cell.
Yeah. And they fucking love hammering the joke over the next, like, 20 episodes that he's, like, pretending that it's all... Oh my god, Zach is dying. Oh my god. He just collapsed. Ew.
That was a fucking loogie.
Right? Yeah, it'll probably get.
Oh my god, I need a chisel to get it out.
Oh, you alright?
Why?
But they love fucking... Dragon Ball Z loves nothing more in this moment than hammering home the joke that Mr. Satan thinks that... that the whole fight with Cell is just an illusion.
Yeah.
It's just an act.
Yeah.
And that he's not actually as strong as he is.
That's kind of a microcosm of, I think, the whole issue with this, like, little section of the show is, I just feel like they just hit the same fucking notes, like, over and over again with this one. Like, this fight... let's get into the fight against Cell.
There's not a whole lot of prelude to it.
Yeah.
It's just the boys show up, and Goku is the first...
Mr. Satan
is the first one up, and Cell doesn't even really fucking pay him any mind.
Yeah, his crew gets, like, demolished by Cell, which, of course, they would. But...
Then Goku's
up, right? And Goku kind of just gives up, doesn't he?
After a while, yeah. He's like, I can't beat you, Cell.
Yep, yeah, yeah, he's very, like,
you win. It's like, okay, Goku, what the fuck is this? I'm watching this show to watch you give up and you fight the bad guys.
Which again, like, he has some deeply rooted belief in Gohan that
I remember
lets him do this, I guess.
Wondering, like, in the, like, sort of week leading up to the tournament, and then we keep seeing Goku, and Gohan keeps asking him, like, don't you think we should be training Dad? And he's like, no, I don't think so. I remember thinking, like, what the fuck? He must have, like, some secret, like, technique or some shit like that. Yeah. Some, like, way to, like, level up like crazy. And it's never really explained until the tournament that it's like, oh, no, he just thinks that Gohan can beat him. The fuck is wrong with you, Goku? He is undeniably at the most. Maybe not as bad as Vegeta, but Goku is, like, a close second in terms of how fucking destructive he is for this entire world.
Yes. He is a force of good and terror. So Goku has such a strong belief that he does bow out of the fight against Cell to determine the fate of the world, which is pretty sick. And it's like, Gohan, you're up. And Gohan's like, okay, what the fuck? But, so throughout this fucking Cell tournament, the Cell Games arc, they just hammer home the same, like, fucking points over and over and over again. There's the Satan, like, jokes.
Satan.
There's the Satan jokes. Even before the fight, they just hammer home Goku's, like, weird fucking father knowledge, I guess. During the Gohan Cell fight, they, like, just hammer home that Gohan is, like, needs to dig deep within himself, and he doesn't, and this shit happens, like, 5 fucking times against Cell. And ultimately, like, I think some of it is, like, good. Like, ultimately, like, I thought the end of the fight was, like, really fucking good.
Yeah.
Well,
that's when things are happening.
Yeah, but, like, for a lot of it, it's, like, Gohan is just, like, doing the Gohan thing of, like, he's not, which I guess is actually why the end is, like, actually really great, but because a lot of it is Gohan is doing, when he does step in the ring with Cell, he's, like, doing the Gohan thing of not living up to the moment, right?
Yeah.
Of, like, that's been a thing with his character. The whole series is, like, under pressure, Gohan cracks, and he's not ready for big time.
Except when it's, like, Garlic Jr. or somebody.
Yeah, of course.
Some B character.
The movies.
Gohan kills it in the movies.
Yeah, he does. But in this one, then, like, that happens numerous times through the course of the fight with Cell.
Yeah.
Where Gohan, struck by self-doubt and waning sort of, like, confidence. Which, like, ultimately at the end, it's like, he breaks through that finally. And it's so fucking good, because it's like, that's all we fucking wanted since, like, shit. Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Since the fight with Vegeta and Nappa.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, let's go, Gohan. So, like, that's really great. But a lot of the fight is, like, him being like, oh, I don't think I can do this. He's too strong. And Goku whispering from King Kai's realm to him, like, you got this, Gohan. I'm dead, so it's all up to you. Which, how does Goku die? I don't remember.
Oh, that's one of the best parts of the fight. But, okay, so let's try to construct a chronology of the fight.
Okay.
With Gohan. Because, like, the fight, Gohan and Cell is, like, the sort of centerpiece of this. It's not as long as the fight between Frieza and Goku. But it does sort of feel also quite sluggish and quite poorly paced, I would say. I'm glad that we watched the Frieza stuff, like, while we were still, like, gung-ho on Dragon Ball Z, because I feel like if we were, like, we would still be watching it if we were not, like, committed, like, in the mood for it.
Yeah, the Frieza fight, I mean, reaches, frankly, gratuitous levels of, like, drawn out. Cell's fight, in comparison, is pretty, like, concise, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, there's really only, like, 10 episodes or so where, like, Gohan and Cell are, like, going at it.
Yeah.
And, like, those are generally pretty great.
Mm-hmm. So Gohan steps in the ring, and Gohan is mostly kicking his ass for a lot of it, is the thing. And then everybody, like, this is sort of the thing, is that everybody's on the cliffs screaming at him, "Go, Gohan, you can finish him off." And Gohan refuses to, because he's Goku's son, I guess. And then Cell creates, what the fuck does he, how does he do it? It makes the Cell Juniors appear.
Yeah. And they, like, fuck up Piccolo and Trunks and all of them. They, well, they really fuck... He really... Okay, yeah. We'll get to it.
Getting ahead of myself. They start attacking all of the fellas on the cliffs that are watching. Frankly, don't know how, like, Yamcha survives that attack.
Incredible.
Tien as well. Who's texting me? It's just... I cannot be... worried about that. Texting up Democrats. Come on. I'm in a podcast. What the hell is happening? Cell Juniors. Yeah. So we're led to believe that the Cell Juniors are extremely strong, right? Like, they're just as strong as Cell. I think it's, like, sort of the like, power level math that...
Isn't it? I don't remember that.
I'm not sure. They're, like, hovering around that. Because everybody's getting their fucking teeth kicked in.
They're whooping ass.
Yeah, and Gohan sees that and he's like, "Oh my god, I have to choose between fighting Cell and saving my friends."
Yeah. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
The classic scenario.
Yeah.
Turns out there's not really a whole lot of incentive to just go keep going one-on-one with Cell. So Gohan runs over and helps his friends.
Yeah, because Lord knows Cell will just sit there and, like,
yeah,
watch.
Take your time, Gohan. I'll be waiting. But, of course, it's in this moment that Gohan discovers a very key component of increasing his power, which is to, I guess, watch his friends get fucking slaughtered.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just broader, I guess. Like, you know.
His power is tied to his emotions.
Yeah. Like, he needs a reason to, like, level up. Which he can't just do it, like, at least not yet. I'd imagine in the future that he'll probably get a lot more trained and a lot more control over his, like, huge powers. But, like, for now, it's, like, he's...
Classic novice warrior type shit.
Yeah.
Which we've known about since Raditz, really. Whenever he saw Goku get his ass kicked and launch himself out of the, like, pod.
Yeah.
But now Gohan is realizing, like, and Goku also told him this in the time chamber, but Gohan is now realizing, you know, in full, oh, I'm seeing my friends get basically killed out here.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me off, and I'm getting stronger now. And so he goes and helps out the boys and absolutely fucking annihilates these Cell Juniors.
Yeah.
It is, like, brutal to watch that happen.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Now, I think what happens next is Android 16 steps in.
Oh, that's right. 16 does play a role. See, I've forgotten a lot about the fight. I remember the broad strokes.
Yeah.
It would help if you had IMDb open.
Well,
but I guess you can't be bothered with that.
What is that going to tell me?
Well, you will get it episodes. Android 16 comes in. Fuck, I don't remember what he does.
He blows himself up.
Does he?
Hold on, we'll get... What is the unleashing about? After Android 16 tells Gohan to unleash his powers, Gohan becomes Super Saiyan and starts destroying Cell's children.
Yeah.
This description is all sorts of typos. But, so that's cool. But I think, yeah, then Android 16 jumps in and he's like, I'm gonna finish this. And he tackles Cell and blows himself up.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. 16 huge explosion. You'd think he would die, but of course he doesn't.
Of course.
But it does provide more fuel for Gohan to be angry, because him and 16 were buddies.
So seeing that,
Yeah, and so just, like, steps on his head.
Yeah.
And crushes him.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it is sort of a fucked up fate for Android 16, because as what happens later is, becomes clear, is that there's a no sort of salvation for him.
Yeah.
After this. That's just the end. It was completely fruitless.
Yeah, and I mean, 16 was an awesome character.
Yeah, I love 16.
Throughout this whole, like, the android and then the cell arcs. Like, he was great, I thought.
And he just meets a very ignominious end here.
Sad.
So, yeah, Gohan, you know, he's pushed closer to the brink. And now is the point where I'm like, I don't really know what the fuck happens. I think he continues to kick the shit out of Cell. Gohan is winning for a majority of this fight.
Yeah.
I think is important
to
make clear. Like, Cell doesn't really seem to have much going on against Gohan.
Gohan seems out to be at least very, like, successful against Cell, but everybody else is kind of coming out real shoddy.
Yeah.
From this, like, obviously 16, Goku dies, Trunks gets fucking lasered through the chest.
Vegeta.
Yeah.
Fucking wrecked.
Yep. Like, they're all extremely fucked up by the end. Even though Gohan, for the most part, like, does pretty well against them. Now, how does Goku die? I don't remember.
Well, at some point after 16 blows himself up, then, and Gohan and Cell fight some more, then I guess Cell is like, I've had enough of this. And he decides to also blow himself up to destroy the Earth.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I remember this now. Yeah, this was actually fucking great.
And he gets all, like, big and puffy and inflated.
Yep.
And shit. And nobody really knows what to do when this happens. And, like, I can't really blame him, but they're, you know, they could try to, like, fight him while he's doing this. Stop but him. They all just sort of, like, watch.
Oh my god, he's so big. What is his power?
And then Goku steps in, literally, and he instant transmissions him and Cell out to fucking King Kai's planet in the afterlife.
Yep. And Cell blows up the fucking planet with him.
The tiny planet, Earth.
Yeah, the tiny planet, King Kai's planet. Blows up Goku,
killing him. Kills King Kai and all of his whole family.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
and then Cell just puts himself back together on Earth.
Because apparently the self-destruction was not, like, total.
Yeah, because Cell has the Piccolo abilities. If you remember, Cell has, like, learned... The reason Cell is such a powerful warrior is because he learned all the different techniques and abilities from everybody except Trunks.
He didn't learn from Trunks.
And he didn't...
Or Gohan.
And he didn't learn about Super Saiyanism.
Yeah.
But he learned, like, he's been, whoever the doctor was, I forgot what his name was, has been, like, you know, tracking the movements
of... Dr. Gero
has been, like, tracking the movements of, like, our heroes since the beginning, really, or since the Red Ribbon Army is, like, destroyed in Dragon Ball, and so he's picking up on that, so he sees Piccolo's, like, regeneration abilities, so he... blows himself up, and then that comes into play, and he regenerates himself in perfect form on back onto Earth to continue fucking shit up.
Yeah, and he's also somehow, like, stronger than before. It's like a full, it's like a juice cleanse or whatever, where he's, like, he's ridden himself of the impurities of his body.
Yeah.
Also, at some point, Android 18 gets, like, fished out of him.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember when that happens. I think it may have happened before it definitely happened before the self-destruction, because he was, like...
He was his weird self.
He was, like, the weird
middle stage.
Mid-step, yeah.
Yeah. And then he comes back and he's perfect again.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, whatever.
So 18's out, which is good for Crowan.
yeah, I guess. But Cell is apparently, you know, stronger than ever before.
And now Goku seems like
fucking dead. Seems like in that explosion and in killing Goku, Cell also, like, absorbed some of Goku's power. Am I wrong in that?
Well, he does instant transmission later in the fight, doesn't he?
He might instant transmission back into the fight.
I think that's what he does, yeah.
He pulls out all the Kamehamehas and shit. Yeah. I guess he had those before.
Yeah, but he did.
But yeah, so he fucking absorbs Goku's shit. Goku's fucking dead now.
He's dead.
And he's dead, as we'll talk about later. So now it's really just all into Gohan, and hopefully Goku was right about Gohan.
But ready for this.
The thing with this also is that Goku dying is like the last like push that fucking Gohan needs, really.
Yeah.
And Gohan
is fucking like, dad's levels dead. Up.
He hits that second level of Super Saiyan shit.
And on top of this, when does Trunks
get blasted? Trunks gets fucking killed, blasted whenever Cell comes back.
Yeah.
It's all coming back, baby.
Yeah, Cell comes back from blowing up Goku and King Kai's planet.
Yeah.
And then he just like, and they're like, Goku saved us again. Then laser fucking rings out, shoots Trunks through the fucking chest.
Yeah, it reminds me of that part in when Vegeta. Frieza against Piccolo. No, I was thinking of Dende, whenever he, like, shoots the, like, laser beam, and it, like, follows, like, the laser past, like, all the guys, and then fucking blows up Dende.
That was very cool, too. But also...
Also Vegeta.
In the final fight. Yeah, Vegeta, that's what I was thinking of.
Like, father, like, son.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Trunks gets blasted, he gets shot through the chest, and he is fucking out.
Yep.
He's
not dead, though.
Somehow.
But he is in immense agony.
Yeah, Vegeta sees that. He gets pissed off.
Trunks sees that, coupled with the fact that Goku just...
Oh, Trunks can't see shit now.
What?
You said Trunks sees that.
Oh, Gohan. My bad. Gohan sees that, coupled with the fact that Goku now has just killed himself in vain, and he reaches his second level. He hits the new gear. In his Super Saiyan abilities.
Yeah.
And so now, from this point on, it's basically a Kamehameha fight.
Yeah.
Against Cell.
Vegeta tries something and gets punished severely.
which is actually, like, you know, like, futile, but, like, kind of cool. Like, Vegeta finally actually becoming, like, a father, or, like, showing some sort of paternal, like, instincts towards in the aftermath of Trunks being, like, fucking wiped out.
Yeah.
Which is, like, most of the time, it's, like, if not completely unacknowledging of Trunks, then, like, viewing him as basically, like, a sparring partner more than, like, a son.
Yeah.
Or not even a sparring partner, but, like, a sparring partner, like, thrust upon him. Not even, like, somebody he wants to, like, actually hang out with. And then Trunks gets blasted, and Vegeta's, like,
dad mode.
Yeah.
And he
dad
gets,
mode.
He gets bodied.
And he, yeah, it's Valiant, but Vegeta does not last very long.
It's fucking, who's the, like, bike guy from One Punch Man?
Moomin Rider.
Moomin Rider, yeah. That's, like, the equivalent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, love Vegeta, but
he gets fucking wrecked here, and then Cell is like, oh, well, I'll just kill you now.
And he pops up in the air and about to blast the shit out of Vegeta, who is like a wreck on the ground. And then Gohan's like, uh-oh, I gotta fucking save the day now. So Gohan rushes in, takes the brunt of the hit, saves Vegeta, but he is also fucked up. His one arm is like broken, I think. Kind of, his gi all tore up and shit. Not looking good. So they save Vegeta, that somebody marshals him to safety. Not sure who. Crowan's kind of been playing the medic role here.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, we don't need a medic.
I guess he's more watching over 18 at this point.
Yeah.
But somebody gets Vegeta out of there. And then... God. Fucking, Cell is like, okay, well, now I'll just kill you, Gohan. You think you can beat me with one hand? And he does.
So, powers up the Super Kamehameha.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking heavy.
Which is the moment we've all been waiting for. I mean, this is like the this next like three episodes.
Now this
like,
is Dragon Ball.
This is Dragon Ball. Like quite literally, it is just Cell. Maybe not three episodes, but like definitely more than one. It's just Cell.
Well, one episode is just like a Gohan's reflection on how he got here.
That's right. Yeah. But it's basically from to the end of the fight. It's Cell blasting a Kamehameha at Gohan, and Gohan sending a one-armed Kamehameha back, and it's doing, like, the power struggle, like, visual with their different, like, energies for, like, two episodes, basically. Yeah. and that's it.
Yeah.
Gohan is caught in indecision and self-doubt under the immense power of Cell, and then Goku is able to talk to him because, like, King Kai does that thing where he can, like, transmit what you're saying to, like, anybody on Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Because Goku's with King Kai still now that he's fucking dead.
There's a great visual where Gohan has his one hand with the Kamehameha blasting out of it, and then Goku is, like, spiritually behind him blasting it also, and then, like, the fucking... The wave is turning in Gohan's favor.
Yep.
And then all
What's
of the,
this?
And then all of the other guys start like showing up and like just like basically throwing rocks at fucking Cell.
Yeah.
And Cell keeps like having to like shrug them off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vegeta shows up again at like the last second and blasts like Cell in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
And then that's like just enough to like break his concentration, and Gohan fucking obliterates him entirely.
And it's kind of awesome.
It's like, amazing.
Like it's, I have the Cell gets like fucking melted.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of horrifying.
He just like spread out, and then his like fucking body like disintegrates entirely.
Yep,
it's awesome.
It's crazy, and Gohan does it. Gohan reaches the peaks that we've been waiting for the whole fucking series, and he does it. He's the man to save the world now. It's not Goku or Trunks or Vegeta. It's
Gohan.
It's Gohan.
The journey is complete. Main character unlocked. I knew it from the start.
Yes,
Zach.
Which is awesome, and I have misgivings about this fight and this arc of episodes, but in the end it's all worth it.
It's really cool
because it is an awesome fucking moment, with the when Goku's like spirit is like there with Gohan, and the whole like gang is like rallying behind Gohan because they know he's faltering, right? He needs that juice, he needs that help, and they all get there, and Vegeta comes in with the fucking the crucial assist.
Yeah,
like it's pretty awesome. It is the show at its when it does its best.
Yeah,
and it fucking rocks.
Yeah, so Cell's gone. Better death, Cell or Vegeta? I keep saying fucking Vegeta, man. Frieza.
Well, do you mean Frieza when he got cut up by Trunks? Yes.
I mean, he didn't die before then. He got turned into sashimi. That was
Cell.
I think Cell is better because that was just undignified, man. Like, Trunks just walked up and fucking diced that man to pieces without even, like, a hesitation.
Like, Frieza was...
Frieza went out like a bitch.
Yeah, he did. Like, Frieza came back for one episode and Trunks did away with him.
That shit was immediately. So fucking awesome.
Which, like, was awesome, and it was crazy, because that's your intro to Trunks, and you're like, who the fuck is this badass? Like, what is going on? But, I mean, Cell is better.
Yeah.
Just because
I mean, like, it's basically the culmination of the entire show.
At this point, yeah. I mean, like, really, like, I think the show was originally planned. Who's the creator?
Toriyama,
that's it. Like, I think Toriyama originally planned for it to end after this.
Yeah, he did. And it makes sense. Okay, Goku's dead, and now Gohan has, like, assumed the position of Goku. He's, like, the new protector of Earth.
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He's done away with the gravest...
Full arc completed from Dragon Ball up to now.
Yep. Now, as we know, that is not where the show ended.
Yeah. I'm wondering if...
And I'm curious what the rest of it looks like now.
Yeah, I'm curious if I wouldn't it rather have ended here by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably be able to answer that, right? By the end, because I know ahead of us we still have Majin Buu.
Yes.
Which, but I guess I'm curious where the arcs go from here. Because we, like you said, we have Gohan. Gohan has assumed the main character role now. Yeah. He is fully... I mean, he kind of was for most of the show. Yeah. But, like, beating Cell, especially how he did, is, like, he's actually arrived now. Like, this is the show is about Gohan.
Yeah.
Which is, like, awesome.
And it was the whole time.
And it was. But, like, that fully realized it.
Yeah. And I do love Gohan, I want to say. I've been a Gohan... fan since episode one.
He's baby. Had his ups and downs.
He sure has. But you know what? I've always loved
him. I think he's... Watching. But like with that in mind...
It's Shinji's finally gotten in the mech.
He
the
did.
Eva.
Yeah.
With I guess different sort of...
Much less sort of catastrophic results. So. Yeah,
maybe not the best like sort of parallel here, but...
But with that in mind, like, I am really curious what shape the rest of Dragon Ball Z takes.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's still one, like, big arc left, at least, right? Majin Buu.
Yeah.
I don't know what comes before that. Or after. But I'm curious what that looks like. And, I mean, we'll probably... I mean, Jake and I are going to dive back in here. Probably after we finish this episode, honestly. But as a quote-unquote ending for the show, like... Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good. Gohan reached it. I don't remember what are the episodes after this. Like, there's following action episodes, as there always are with the show.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember what they were, but I remember they were pretty good.
Well, they try to get the wishes.
That's right.
Try to get the Dragon Balls.
That's right.
Somehow, I don't even know how Dende gets back in the mix here, but Dende becomes the new... sort of guardian of Earth, like Kami used to be.
Yeah, I mean, they basically... Like, Kami more combines his power with Piccolo to create one whole Namekian now. And then they're like, we need a new guardian for Earth, for the Dragon Balls. And they're like, I know just the one.
Yeah.
It's like, Dende.
Yeah, let's get Dende. Let's go. Somehow not aged in the, like...
Yeah, very weird.
5 years since it happened. Yeah. Despite the fact that Namekians age faster than humans.
Yeah.
Bit of an oversight, guys.
Yeah, kind of strange.
I don't know. I do like Kibo Dende.
Yeah, Dende's great. I wonder if he'll grow up.
Him and Gohan are butts, remember?
Yeah, of course.
It would be... I wonder if he will grow up. I mean, he kind of has to, I feel like. Unless they're like willing to just like totally sideline any sort of like logic with the...
Yeah.
Namekians.
Which, you know, what do I care?
Yeah.
My business.
I don't know.
Then
Dende comes back, and they have... I think they... No, they didn't. Because how the fuck did Dende get back here?
I don't know. Did he wish to go there?
Dende?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I have no fucking clue, man. I think...
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But they... Dende gets there, and they assemble the Dragon Balls, and Shenron, I believe, is like, you know what? New Guardian, I'll give you two wishes, right?
I think so.
Because there's definitely two wishes.
Yeah.
Wish number one is that everybody that Cell killed comes back. Classic wish.
Yeah, love it.
So we again, get... we are excluding Android 16 from that, because Android 16 killed himself.
That's right, and so did Goku. No, wait.
Yes, he did, because then they're going to spend the next wish to say
Goku. And bring Goku back. And Goku's like, no, I'm good up here.
Yeah.
Which is, like, really weird. And then he's like, no, I'd rather just hang out with King Kai. And
Goku's already been wished back to life before.
Yeah.
So I don't remember exactly what reasoning they give here for how... Oh, it's because there's a new guardian. It's a new dragon, right?
Yeah.
That you basically reset, like, the death tally for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Whatever.
Fine. I guess.
So everybody that Cell killed comes back.
Yeah.
And then the second wish is old Krillin. You remember this?
No.
He wishes that Cassandra at 18 is also up here with them. And she is not really happy with what's going on, I guess. I don't know. She is going through a lot right now.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. But Krillin wishes that the self-destruction devices in the android's brains are gone.
That's right. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Very
nice gesture by Krillin.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you could probably wish for better things, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. We have a lot to we need to fix up after Cell just almost wiped out the world, but that's okay, Krillin. Get yours.
Yeah. And I believe that's where it ends.
Yeah, Goku rebuffing the chance to come back to life. Everybody's
see you, Space Cowboy.
Everybody's back. Krillin's got a girlfriend now. Perhaps. We will see.
We will see.
That'd be really funny if 18 is just not at all involved. Doesn't Trunks go back to... Trunks goes back to his...
And he fucking kills the androids.
His timeline, yeah. And he cleans shit up.
Yeah, he kills the androids, kills Cell. Fucking right on, Trunks, man.
Which like actually makes perfect sense, right? Because
that's where this whole started.
Yeah, we watched the movie, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, that is quite literally where it all started, is, like, Trunks coming back and Cell using, well, in one timeline, Trunks coming back, and in another, Cell killing Trunks, taking his time machine back, and that's how we got into the whole fucking Cell mess.
Yeah, so Trunks going cuts back. Off one, like, Cell catastrophe.
Yep.
In one timeline.
Yep.
At the same time that another Cell catastrophe is ended.
Yep. Which is, like, very cool, but also, like, Trunks is gone now.
Yeah, well, he's out of here.
Trunks is here.
He's not doing much fighting yet.
But yeah, like, adult Trunks is gone. And I don't know, looking ahead, I don't really know what the show's going to look like.
I don't think Trunks has any reason to come back. But I'm sure the show has bent over backwards further for some whatever reason.
Well, what it's going to be is it's going to be, you know... Probably a few years have passed since the Cell catastrophe.
Yeah.
And Gohan's going to be like an 18-year-old. And Cell is going to be
He's getting pussy.
Yeah. And Cell is going to be like just... Or not Cell. Trunks is going to be like... Starting to like
he's gonna be
train.
Like, yeah.
With Vegeta. In his like Hawaiian shirts. And I don't know where Goku's going to be.
Probably dead.
And I don't know what's going to be up with everybody else.
Was there a particular reason that Goku gave for not wanting to be resurrected yet? Or was he just like, I think my time has come?
I don't remember.
He's like building a house for King Kai, I think.
Maybe. It could be something as like simple and stupid as like, I got work I got to do up here with King Kai. And they're like, all right, whatever. I guess don't fucking come back then.
And Goku's certainly going to be back, obviously.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because Dragon Ball did continue.
Excited to see how they explain that one,
though. No. Well, it's probably just going to be like, well, Goku got tired of listening to King Kai's jokes all day.
So Goku doesn't need Dragon Balls anymore to
move from the living and dead realms. It is also cool that at this point in time, not only was Goku not the strongest person in the world, he was not even the second strongest person in the world.
Who was?
Cell. I mean, Cell and Gohan.
Wow. Get fucked, Goku.
Yeah, so who has Goku actually, like, beaten of significance so far in this entire, in the entire series?
Frieza.
Trunks killed Frieza.
Okay, but Goku did most of the work.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give him a hesitant 1 point for Frieza.
Did he...
He didn't beat Vegeta. He almost got killed
by Vegeta. Did he beat... He did beat Nappa. Did he?
Yes.
He beat... No.
Piccolo beat... killed Raditz.
Raditz. Did... Well, Goku...
He beat Piccolo.
He did beat Piccolo.
He also beat King Piccolo.
He beat...
I mean, Tien.
Pilaf.
Yeah, I guess so.
He beat the Ginyu squad minus Captain Ginyu.
Yeah.
Ginyu Force. Minus Captain Ginyu, because Captain Ginyu is on Earth in a frog still.
Yes.
Let's see if that comes into play later.
I was just going to ask, do you think Pilaf is going to come back?
No, unfortunately.
I hope he does.
I would love it if he does. Was he ever in Dragon Ball Z?
No. He's been AWOL.
You know what? He may have been in a movie.
Oh, yeah. That feels like where Pilaf belongs.
He may have been in a movie, actually. Some of these movies were actually pretty good. The one with Garlic was not bad at all. And then the Garlic Jr. arc fucking sucked. Awful.
Terrible.
I hope that we don't get another shit-ass arc like that.
I'm sure
we will.
Between
the Boo and Cell stuff. I'm sure we will. I mean, there's going to be something between... Before we get into Majin Buu.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed. There might even be two arcs. But I don't know what they are.
Not entirely positive. Hopefully they're fine. I guess. They might not be.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about Buu. Kind of excited to see where that fucking freak...
Yeah. Buu is the one that I remember most from childhood.
Me too. Because I think...
The chocolate stuff was cool.
The chocolate stuff... Well, Majin Buu kind of freaked me out. Like...
Oh, we kind of freaked it.
Kid Buu and, like, buff adult Buu.
Yeah.
Like, are great designs, but also, like, fucking kind of freaky. And I didn't... I deeply did not like... that he would turn people into chocolate.
I really didn't like that.
Like, at all. But if my memory serves me... From the, like, random episodes of Dragon Ball Z we would watch when we were, like, rather young, I almost want to say that a tournament takes place in the Buu arc. Like, I can almost picture
the Buu games.
Like, I can almost picture in my head, like, a straight-up, like, Tenkaichi-style tournament. Like, with the crowd and everything. In the, like, cool. In the, like, temple area, courtyard area. But... That might be wrong, but also I can remember it, so I don't know. But so that's what we have going forward. What is our next milestone going to be in Dragon Ball Z before we record again? Just the completion of the next arc?
No, that's like 90 episodes.
Oh, no.
No. I see what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably whenever
we'll feel it out.
Yeah, probably when we feel it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Sure.
Yeah. So, look forward to that, friends. And that's gonna do it, I guess. Any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Me neither.
Head empty.
Head empty.